Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great King you are. What a great God you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we are depending upon you, O God. You are mighty and you are holy. You are a great Father. You are a great Creator. And thank you, Lord God, that you created us in your holy image, your mighty image. What a great God you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're dependent upon you in the name of Jesus. There's no God mighty like you, no God holy like you, no God righteous like you. You are King and you are Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for joining us every Saturday morning on Bible Story Land. You are always on time. Oh, you are timely God. You are orderly God. You are orderly, orderly, orderly. Order our steps, oh God. Order our word. Hallelujah. Order our mind to think like you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you today in Jesus' name. Well, good morning, good morning. This is Bible Story Land. I thank God for each of you. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. We are rejoicing this morning. We are grateful that the Most High God know our name. He even know our fingerprints, our address, every location we go. He knows it. He knows where we are because he got there before us. He went there with us. He's behind us. He's in us. What a great God he is. He's mighty in the heavens and mighty in the earth. And he loves his people. Said, for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, his only son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not be lost but be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great God. What a great God we have. What a great God we have. What a great Father we have. We're so grateful. The Most High God loves us, and he keeps us in the paths of righteousness when we keep our eyes fixed on him. We can't look to the left. We can't look to the right. We got to look straight towards Jesus. Or if we don't, we're going to sink. But he's going to grab us before we sink. So we thank the Lord this morning. I thank God for each of you being on Bible Storyland this morning. We are praying to our Father. I thank God that he gave us a way that we can converse with him. We don't have to go through anybody else. We can go straight to his throne room. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Let every plant that my Father has not planted, be rooted up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let every ungodly generational taproot be cut out of and pulled out of our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Let the roots of wickedness be as rottenness. We speak to every evil tree to be uprooted and cast into the sea. Let your holy fire burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus. Let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let every root of bitterness be cut from our lives. Let the prophetic word be released to root out evil kingdoms. Let all evil persons planted in our church be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let any sickness rooted in our bodies be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let every false ministry that have rooted themselves in our cities be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let every bramble and nettle be plucked up from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all thorns be burned out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in pride come out of us right now. We command you in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in rebellion come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in fear come out right now in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in lust and sexual sin come out right now in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in curses come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in witchcraft come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in any part of our body, our organs, come out in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you that you are holy God. You are the King of kings. You are righteous, Father. And we call you Lord. This is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Welcome again to Bible Storyland. We have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good.
All right. Children's Day today. What are you going to play?
Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Amen.
Thou hast beset me behind and before,
and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyelids did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book are all my members were written, which is in continuous were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more than the number of in the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. What a great God we serve. He's a mighty God. He's the great God. He's the almighty God. Today is Children's Day. He knew us before we were born. He shaped and formed us in our mother's womb. So we are so grateful to the Most High God this morning that God, our God, is an awesome King. He's a mighty God, and he is Lord. So we thank the Lord for each of you this morning. I thank God for that great song that Karen played this morning. Jesus loves the little children. He does. Even when we were children, those of us who are adults, he loved us. And guess what? We're still his children. We could be 115, and he still loves us, and we're still his child. So I thank God for you this morning. Today we are honoring our children, the children of the world. Let me tell you, children everywhere are going through struggles, going through things. Even as children, we went through many things. But I thank the Lord. I thank God for each of you this morning. God, we serve the Almighty God. He's a great God. It's nothing too hard for our God. He's awesome and mighty. He shaped us. He formed us. And he's still taking care of us. What a great God we have. You know, he's awesome in all of his ways now. He's most powerful. It's nothing too difficult for our Father. He is our friend. He is our Lord and our shepherd. So we thank God this morning for Bible Storyland for our children, the children of the world in India, Asia, Africa, North America, Europe, London, France, Germany, Russia, you know, every part of the world, Yugoslavia, he's there. He has children in every part of the world, Canada, Australia, Antarctica, Mexico, Canada, you name the place, he's there, New Jersey. Yeah, he's there. He's everywhere, and he has the children, even the ones in the womb. He's watching over them. He's shaping them. He's forming their little eyes, their eyelids, their eyelashes. He's forming their noses. He's forming their little fingers. He's giving them body parts. He's giving them organs. He's a great God. He did the same thing for you. He's no respecter of person. He loves us. Every good gift comes from our God. Every perfect gift comes from our God. And our children is the perfect gift that God gave us. So we got to bless the children daily. We decree and declare that our children will live long, healthy lives every day. We decree and declare that our children are in a safe place in God. So today we're going to give him glory and praise and thanksgiving for the good gifts of our children that he gave us. He's awesome. He's a mighty God. He is the Almighty Father. So I thank God this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Hallelujah. That place I've never been to, plan to go to. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. And how about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'll be 70 years old tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow. Bless your heart. Well, happy birthday to you. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Isn't he good?
Awesome. He's awesome. I can't say enough good things about my father.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We're here in Louisville. This is Henderson's family reunion this weekend, and his niece, Voyage, is hosting the family reunion. So that's where we are right now. We're here in Louisville.
Amen.
Yeah.
I hope it's sunshine for you all.
Yes, ma'am. Sunny and hot. Oh, my goodness. About 98 degrees, but the humidity is so high. It's so muggy when you step outside, it hits you in the face.
My goodness.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm going to sing What a Mighty God We Serve, because he is mighty.
He is
mighty. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a holy God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a righteous God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. What a holy God. What a righteous God we serve.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. He's the Almighty Father. He's a great and mighty God. Yes, he is. And we're serving the Almighty God every day. If you are a child of the King, we need to serve him every day with praise and thanksgiving and live lives worthy of being called children of God. So we thank God for you, Pastor Donna. We thank God for Karen that sang this morning, Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us, Pastor Donna's cousin, this morning. And excuse me, we're grateful for Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. Jackie, you there? She there. She just didn't answer me yet. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
How you doing?
Okay.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What you going to sing this morning? Jackie? She may be sleeping. Jackie, are you asleep? Yep, she may be sleeping this morning. Well, Karen Artell is going to sing another, play another song this morning. Karen, what you going to play?
Jesus loves me. Well, I guess Jesus loves me.
Okay. Good. Bible Story Land. God, I thank you for grants all the way through college in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that her scripture will be Joshua 1:8. Let not this book of the law depart from your mouth, Kennedy. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night, Kennedy. Obey everything written in it. And then, Kennedy, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Amen. So don't forget to read that scripture, Kennedy, Joshua 1:8.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you, my dear, and thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. We hope to have you every fourth Saturday. You're welcome to come on, read a scripture, or pray, or sing a song, or whatever. So we appreciate you. Tell your mom and your dad hello. All right. I taught Kennedy's mom when her mother was 10 years old in the fifth grade, one of my students, and now Kennedy, she has children, a husband, and children. So we thank God for her mother, Shantania Loving Leggins. Thank God we bless that family. They are a great family. I see them on Facebook all the time, the wonderful things that Shantania is doing in the community where she lives. Thank God for her. So hopefully one of these days we'll see each other soon as the Lord leads. Jackie Travis, are you back? All right, she's not back. Well, on another note, a sad note this morning, our condolences to Pastor Johnny McCray and his family in the loss of his daughter. His daughter was Felicia McCray Jones. Her wake is going to be this Thursday at Sarah Carter Funeral Home, 6665 New Kings Road, Jacksonville, Florida. And the funeral services will be on Friday, July the 28th at 11 a.m. And if I neglected to say, the wake is Thursday night from 5 to 7 p.m. The funeral is at Hope Chapel, 9850 Wagner Road, Jacksonville, Florida. So don't forget to pray for the family. I'm going to ask Pastor Donna right now if she could pray for Christ. Pastor McCray, Johnny McCray's family in the loss of his daughter.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside you there is none other. Father, before we ask for anything, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have given us. But right now, Lord, I ask a special blessing on Pastor Johnny McCray, Lord. Lord, you know about the passing of his daughter, Lord. And, Lord, you know what the family is feeling right now because your son gave up his life for us, Lord. So right now, Lord, I just ask that you would be a comfort to that family, Lord. Lord, I ask you to give them strength right now as only you can, Lord. Lord, I ask you to move by your power, Lord. And, Lord, we know that her living was not in vain, Lord, but through her life, she accomplished that which you set her out to accomplish, Lord. So, Lord, right now we celebrate the life of Sister McCray Jones, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for her life, Lord. We thank you for her parents, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to comfort the family right now. Give them the strength that they will need, Lord, in the coming days, Lord. Lord, please remind them that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, but you're right there beside them, Lord. Lord, bless them and keep them in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. Lord, we thank you for easing the pain, even right now, Lord. Lord, even through her death, you will get the glory, Lord. So we bless your name. We magnify your name. We praise your name for the life of Sister McCray Jones, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her. Bless her family and keep them in your care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer for the McCray family. We appreciate it. Well, we're moving right along. We still have the Loving family on with us, the Leggins family, Shantania and her children. Shantania, would you all like to pray, sing, read the word? Hello? Okay, they're still there. Well, we're continuing on. We're going to be bringing forth the word soon. We have Miss Ludell on with us this morning. Hold on. I'm putting on right now. Good morning, Miss Ludell. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank God, this morning. Very well.
Amen. We thank God for you. She's the youngest one on here. Almost 96 years old in a few months. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, today is Children's Day, Miss Ludell. You want to sing a song?
Yes, ma'am. I want to sing Try Jesus.
Amen.
Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Well, I done tried him. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right if you're friendly. He's all right if you're friendly. He's all right if you're friendly. He's all right, oh yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Well, I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Amen. I love that song. Try Jesus. We got to try him.
Yes, ma'am.
He's our king. We tried him, and he's all right.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff.
All right.
So amen, amen. Well, we
amen.
Have Kennedy on with us still. She's going to pray a prayer. Oh, how old are you, Kennedy?
I'm 12.
12 years young. Amen. All right, go ahead. You can say the prayer. We appreciate you.
Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day that you've created. Please bless each and every child that represents you. Please allow every child to get a better relationship with you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God loves the children, and so do we.
Yeah.
I think the children, they're growing up in the Lord. Growing up in the Lord. I thank God for the Leggins family. They're training their children up in the way they should go. They are making sure their children are taught of God at an early age, and they are having great peace. So we thank God. We thank God this morning for all that he's doing and all that he's going to do. You know, we serve the great, mighty I Am. He's the King of Kings. He is Lord. He is God. He is King. So it's just about time for the word this morning. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. The word of God. You know, we appreciate our Father because of everything that he's doing on our behalf. And I'm telling you, God is doing great things. He's doing great things on our behalf. He loves us so much, and he continually bless us on a daily basis. Even when we don't ask, even when we're not even aware, he's doing things behind the scenes on our behalf. So we thank God that He's teaching us even how to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and how to love one another like we love ourselves. So I thank God this morning. Well, we have with us this morning a great woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida, Miss Erica Mason. She's a registered and licensed dietitian with the Florida Department of Health in Duval County. She has worked with children and adults to help meet their nutritional needs. Her passion includes serving Christ, serving people, and healthy living. Isn't that awesome? I thank God for her. Good morning, Erica. How are you this morning? Erica Mason.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Good. So, Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say today I'll be talking about stress in our lives, and another aspect of health is also balancing the stress that we deal with on a daily basis. So
Amen.
I'll be going over today stress and what it is, how it affects us, and things that we can do to manage our stress. Okay, so surprisingly, or it may not be surprising at all to us, stress occurs in the lives of everyone. We all deal with stress at some point in time in our life, and millions of Americans deal with stress on a daily basis year after year. In fact, 3 out of 4 people say they experience stress at least once a month, and half of these people say they suffer from high levels of stress at least twice a month. Stress can lead and contribute to a lot of diseases such as heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and it can make you more likely to catch the cold and the flu by decreasing your immune system. Sadly, stress can lead to alcoholism, obesity, drug addiction, cigarette use, depression, and other harmful behaviors. In the last 20 years, the number of people reporting that stress affects their work has gone up more than 4 times, and 1/4 of all drugs prescribed in the United States go to the treatment of stress. So what is stress? Stress is a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. So things that occur in our life that cause us to worry or feel like we have no control can cause stress. It's our body's way of responding to any kind of demand. It can be caused by both good and bad experiences. When people feel stressed about something going on around them, their bodies react by releasing chemicals in the blood. Many different things can cause stress, from physical fear, such as fear of danger, to emotional fear, such as worry over a family member being ill or losing their job. There are 4 major types of stress that are common that we deal with, so I'll go through those 4 for you. The first one is survival stress. You may have heard the phrase flight or fight. This happens in response to danger. So when you are afraid of something, that something may physically hurt you, your body responds with a burst of energy so that you can better survive the dangerous situation by fighting or escaping it, which is the flight. This is the survival stress you've probably heard where a heavy object or a car has fallen on someone, and a person will lift up the car to relieve the other person. Stories of where people had extreme strength to rescue someone, that is from survival stress in the fight response. So that's how your body responds to survival stress. Then there's internal stress. Have you ever caught yourself worrying for no reason? We all have done that a time or another, where we worry about things that are out of our control. This is the internal stress, and it's the most important to manage. Internal stress happens when we worry about things we can't control or put ourselves in situations we know will cause us stress. Over time, some people become addicted to a hurried, tense lifestyle that results from being stressed. a common scripture that comes to mind when I think of internal stress is when God asks us, can we by worrying add a single year to our life? So by us worrying about things we cannot control, it just adds to the breakdown of our body. It makes us more prone to diseases. When God says, I have all that you need, he tells us to seek him and his righteousness, and he will provide all that we need. So in response to internal stress, that is really one that, because it's something you can't control, it really can have damaging effects on your body. The next one is environmental stress. This type of stress is in response to things around you, such as noise, large crowds, pressure from work or family. Identifying these environmental stresses and learning to avoid them or deal with them will help lower stress levels. So environmental stress sometimes comes from if you are going to a football game and there's a large crowd, or environmental stress can be your living situation. Maybe you're not living in the best place that you want to. Maybe the neighborhood is not suited for your children to go outside and play safely. All of these can cause environmental stress. And the last type of stress I'll discuss today is being fatigued or overworked. So this kind of stress builds up over a long period of time. It can be caused by working too much or too hard at your job or school. Some people are perfectionists and stress themselves out about the smallest of details that could otherwise be simply overlooked with no negative consequences or repercussions. This type of stress can be caused by not knowing how to manage your time well or how to take time out for rest and relaxation. And that is so important, too, because God calls us to rest. God, even if we're doing the work of the Lord, he never wants us to burn ourselves out doing those things. He calls us to have a Sabbath day, to take time out to rest, to really give our bodies and our minds the time to recoup, renew itself, and start fresh again. If we burn ourselves out doing work for the kingdom, we'll be of no good. We wouldn't be able to go the long run. We'll get burnt out and tired and give up. So you may be asking, so stress, how does it really affect your body? It can affect both your mind and your body. Large amount of stress can make you tired, sick, and unable to concentrate or think clearly. Sometimes they may even suffer some people may suffer mental breakdowns. And children are affected by stress as well. Whether it be a stressful home environment, or maybe they may be bullied at school and you don't know, or feel lonely at school if they don't have friends. Stress does occur in children, and us as parents and adults have to make ourselves vigilant and aware of some of the signs in children that they are giving us when they are stressed. As a parent, we have to look for the signs of stress, such as children having a lot of mood swings. If that's not their normal behavior, just a sudden change in behavior, acting out, changes in sleeping patterns, even bedwetting is a sign of stress in children. Some children have physical effects such as constant stomach aches and headaches, and then some children will kind of shut down and become silent and withdrawn and not really interested in doing their normal activities. Those are all signs of stress in children that we have to be aware of, because we know when we get stressed how bad it can be for ourselves, so imagine in a child as well. So stress can be debilitating in our Christian walk as well. So sometimes when we're stressed, we may not feel like reading the Bible as much. We may not feel like praying anymore, because stress can lead to depression, and it can lead to an attitude of not really feeling like we want to do anything that we know we should do. And luckily, the Lord, he has a lot to say about stress, and there are many scripture references in the Bible that we'll talk about today that encourage us to keep going. So if you found yourself stressed this morning, or you may have been stressed this week or going through something that's going to stress you out this year, I want to leave you with a few scriptures. Matthew 11:29-30, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." God is saying, I will take your burden. He will take all the stresses of the day if we leave them in his hands and stop worrying about them ourselves. And also, in Mark 4:38.
Erica, you're fading out a little bit. Erica, you're fading out a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about Mark 4:38 when the disciples were in the boat with Jesus and Jesus was sleeping and a storm arose. And the disciples went to Jesus and said, "Teacher, do you not see that we are perishing?" And sometimes I feel like that's what we do with God. Like, we feel like everything in our world is falling apart. And we think that God is sleeping on us, like he's not listening. And we're like, "Don't you see things are falling apart?" But then God, he wakes up, he says, "Peace be still." He calms the sea, and he asks them, "Why is their faith so little?" And a lot of times we may think that God is sleeping. He's not hearing us in our cries to him when we cry out to him. But it's not that. It's that everything will happen in its timing and as it should. God is always with us. He sees everything that we go through, even if it's stressful, even if we feel like it's the end of the world. If we just give our cares and concerns to the Lord, he will truly come through for us. Sometimes we forget just how special we are to God. I mean, he says even the very hairs of our head are numbered. So to have a God that knows exactly how many hairs are on your head, how much more should we just freely trust him and know that he cares even about the littlest things in our lives, things that we feel that maybe he's forgotten. He hasn't forgotten. He remembered. So also, I want to
repeat what you just said.
Oh, excuse me?
You faded out again. What did you just say?
Oh, I said 1 second. I was looking up another scripture.
Oh, okay.
The next scripture I wanted to talk about was where Jesus says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Well, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." So basically, this is a lot of times a hard scripture for a lot of people to really swallow when Jesus tells us to count it all joy when we fall into temptations. In the middle of a temptation or a trial, that's not always the easiest thing to do. But in life, sometimes even in the midst of a trial or temptation, we have to choose joy. We may not necessarily feel joyous at the time, but we have to try our best to look in the midst of any hard situation and try to find a good or something that we feel we can praise the Lord about in that time, in the middle of that season. So when God tells us count it all joy, it's because a lot of times our trials and temptations are building character in us. They're building us for further experiences that will better the kingdom of God. It's not that he has forgotten our trials. It's that he's working through us and perfecting our faith in those trials. Also, I wanted to talk about a few things today that you can do naturally also to help you with stress as well. Exercising regularly, so doing something to get your blood pumping, such as it also helps to keep your lungs and heart healthy. So walking, jogging, running, dancing, biking, swimming, all of these things will help you decrease stress. It gets endorphins going, the happy hormones that will help you feel good about yourself and good in a general sense. So exercising is one way to help decrease stress. Another way is adopting a hobby. So finding an activity that's strictly for your own pleasure. Sometimes the stresses of the day, just with family life, being a parent, or working, just can really get to you. So carving out time where you find an activity that you enjoy doing on your own is something that could really help as well, whether it be singing, playing an instrument, painting, knitting, photography, anything that you enjoy doing. Also, if there is anyone or anyone in your life that smokes, a lot of times people smoke to deal with stress when not realizing they are causing more stress on themselves by smoking, because smoking actually leads to more stressful illnesses, and the nicotine causes stressors in the body as well. The next thing is to eliminate or reduce caffeine. So a little caffeine is not bad, a cup or two of coffee a day, but relying heavily on caffeine can put your body into stress overdrive. So when cutting back, remember caffeine comes in other forms besides coffee, such as teas, sodas, and chocolate. So cutting back on caffeine as well can decrease the stress in your life. And a very important one is sleeping regularly. Many Americans do not get the amount of sleep that they need daily. And sleep is so important. It's a very important health pattern, health behavior to have. The average American does not get enough sleep. You should try to get, if you're an adult, 6 to 8 hours. And for children, at least 8 to 10. Sleep renews all the cells in your body. And it gives your body a chance to rejuvenate itself. It gives your brain a chance to renew cells in your body, remove toxins out of your body. We must rest our natural bodies. And also learn relaxation and breathing techniques. Whether you like to do to go out for a massage or do some sort of like relaxing stretches or just anything, listening to music, meditating, even prayer, sitting at the feet of the Father, just reading scripture and praying and worshiping the Lord, all those things can really help you to just renew your thoughts, cast your cares on the Lord, and let you release all that worry and anxiety and leave it in His hands, because He promises that He will come through for us each and every time. I mean, He tells us all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. So God is basically saying, give me your worry, give me your stress. I'm waiting to carry your burdens for you. We don't have to do it alone. So to recap, stress really is a factor that can lead to a lot of health illnesses. It may not seem like it sometimes, but stress for a prolonged period of time is a factor in a lot of chronic diseases, and a lot of medicines today are given because of stress. And if we just do a few simple things in our lives, such as getting some exercise, making time for ourselves, seeking the Lord, reminding ourselves what God says about us, what God says about our situation, reading scripture, and spending time with Him in prayer daily, we can really kind of ease our minds and really continue to be able to focus on our purpose and the work that the Lord has cut out for us, and remove the distractions of this world and the things that the world throws at us to get us off track. So I thank you for listening today, and that's all I had.
My God, that was a lot. I thank God. That was awesome. That was an awesome word. That's what we needed. You know, I said Erica must have been following me around because, babe, I've been under stress recently. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh. In here,
rushing out, doing this, doing that, not enough time, trying to race and do this. And I'm like, Lord,
I said, you know what, I'm going to have to take me a nice hot Epsom salt bath. And one of the other things also, as I was listening to Erica, I was thinking about to help me de-stress is I put on soft music, soft praise music. Sometimes it's piano, soft praise. Sometimes it's instrumental, soft praise. But it's just praise music. Just sit and listen to the word. I mean, that is the most relaxing thing. That will remove stress every time. That was a power-packed message, Erica. I mean, I want you to come on another day, next month or so today. Do give messages that is right on time. Last time it was on how to take care of our bodies nutritionally. This time is how to eliminate stress. I mean, it's just what we need. And you see people drinking coffee regularly, coffee, smoking cigarettes, and they nervous. You're like, what? That caffeine making them nervous, and they don't realize. Another thing is getting the amount of sleep that we need. You know, I say, oh, I got to do one more thing. My body be just so tired. I say, oh, let me just get, I say, oh, you know what, let me just cut it out and go to sleep. Because, you know, she's talking about what'd you say?
Oh, no, I was saying yes, that's absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So exercise, I went to the Y last week. I said I was going to go this week. I didn't get there yet, but I did water aerobics. I said I'm going to go back, take swimming lessons, start swimming regularly because of stress. Just stress, trying to, you know, get my daycare in order, get these papers here, get this fixed out, get this done. It's always, what they say, a woman's work is never done. I don't think for a man either, but for a woman, I know for sure. And, you know, having enough time. I said, okay, it's 3 o'clock. I need to be across town at 5 o'clock. So I need to get in the car by 4:15, you know, just trying to get. People are racing. I don't know if you notice road rage. Everybody's under stress. They ripping, running right up on you in the car. I'm like, Lord, what is going on? People making their own rules on the highway, that's enough stress right there. Just trying to get from point A to point B safely can be stressful. But like she said, what I'm not doing, casting those cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. So I said, Lord, you're on the highway too. Let me relax and let go, trying to, you know, put on brakes, blow at people, whatever. Lord, let me relax, let go, and let you. So that message was very, very timely, Erica. I thank God for it. It was so awesome. I thank God for you coming on, bringing those timely messages. They're refreshing. It's just what we need. So I thank God, you know, every day for everything that he does in our lives, everything he's doing, everything he's going to do. And God is doing great things. When I say great things, I mean he's doing great and mighty things in our lives. So this is another song. I'm going to play this song right here. It's by Andre Crouch, and it's a great praise song, and it really helped me relax a lot. I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of it. Sometimes and just relax. Because God knows what we're going through. So Andre Cross said, no matter what you're going through, God says, I'll be here for you. So we just got to trust him. Trust, trust, let go and let God. Like she talked about the disciples on the boat. Jesus, you know it's a storm here. He said, peace, be still. And that's what he said to the storms in our lives. Peace, be still, Erica. Peace, be still. Latricia, peace, be still. Sister G, peace, be still. Jackie, peace, be still. Chantania, peace, be still. You know, he's saying it to all of us, Miss Ludell. Peace, be still. He's saying peace, be still to all of us. Peace, be still, Karen. Peace, be still. You know, we got to be still. No matter where we live, we got to be still and know that he's God. When the stresses of life hit us, we got to say, Lord, you promised to walk with us, to talk with us, to be a guide to us. And so no matter what, he's going to be here for us. So I thank God we're moving right along. Salvation time. You know, God wants everybody to be saved. He don't want anybody to be lost. So for God so loved the world, he gave Jesus that everybody might be saved. And he knows some people are not going to choose to be saved, but there is an open door for those who want to be saved. And he does not want us to move back. Once we move forward in him, keep moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. So it's testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? State your testimony. If you are not, if you haven't pressed one, you can press one. Come on and give your testimony. Anybody have a testimony, some goodness that you want to share that the Lord has done in your life?
Thank you, Rita.
Yes.
Be Still My Soul is a very good song. That's a very, and also a good testimony.
What is it, Karen? I'm sorry, I missed what it was.
Be Still My Soul.
Oh, okay. You want to play a little bit of it?
Sure.
Okay, be still my soul. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have. Right.
The hurry, busy world today. And sometimes we just got to be still and know that he's God. Go ahead, Karen. I drive down the highway because they're just raging. People are angry. They're speeding everywhere. So when God takes me out the house and bring me back home safely, for me, I thank God that he's having me be still and know that he's God on the highway. Be still and know that he's God everywhere. So I thank God. All right. Well, it's praying time on Bible Storyland. Going to be praying this morning, thanking God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his great, great favor. I thank God for each of you this morning being on with us. So we're going to pray. Anybody have a prayer request? Press 1. Prayer request.
Carita.
Yes.
Haven't we prayed away those four tropical storms that are lined up on the West Coast, that they all four go away?
All righty.
Mr. G.
Yes?
This is Jackie. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I need a special prayer for my patient son-in-law, John. He has had some of his... He has a lot of surgeries and everything, and back surgery, knee surgery. He's in Michigan. And she asked me to please get everyone to pray for him.
Okay.
So y'all can pray for him and pray for my patient. Thank you.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Any more prayer requests? Any more prayers?
Hello.
Yes,
Mrs. Ludell. This is Ludell. I continue to pray for Mary Jean, her family, my family, which is all us family, and few of my sick members that are real, real sick right now. I ask God that God would bless them and get them better, feeling better, where they can come back to church.
All right. Yes, Lord. Thank God. Okay. All right, Ms. Michelle. Anybody else? Anybody else? Nobody else this morning? Have prayer requests? Press 1 if you haven't pressed it. Okay, well, we're going to go to the throne room. I thank God for each of you this morning. So, Father, we consult you. We consult you, oh, my God. We are so grateful. Yes, Lord, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us. You know our name. There's nothing you don't know about us. You're concerned about everything that concerns us. And, Lord, we just bind up stress this morning, anxiety, tension, stress, fatigue. We say go in the name of Jesus. We thank you for refreshing, that we will be refreshed in you, oh God. We thank you for a healing in our bodies, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in us. And, Lord, even when we're driving on the highway, keep us safe, free from incidents, accidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. And, Lord, we just thank you this morning for Pastor Donna Hawkins. We thank you, Father God, that she take time out of her busy schedule on Saturday mornings to be with us on Bible Storyland. We ask you to bless her husband, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and the church that you put her to be the overseer, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And every concern that Pastor Donna has, we leave it at your feet, because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. We give you praise and thanksgiving. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for Jackie Travis, your daughter. And, Lord, you know she's concerned about her patients and their welfare and what's going on with them. But even more than that, her husband, her two daughters, her family, her aunts and uncles and, and cousins, we thank you for the whole family, Lord. Bless the family. Lead them according to your will for their lives daily. We thank you for giving Jackie strength on a daily basis to go from place to place, to take care of her patients, oh God, to take care of her husband and her children, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for removing stress from her life. And, Lord, we lift up John, her patient son, who's been going through surgeries, Lord. Father, you are the great and mighty healer. Oh, God, balance the fluids in his body from where he had the surgeries, oh, God. Heal every part of his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare health and long life for John. And, Lord, we thank you for
Leggins family who came on this morning, Kennedy and her sisters and her brother. We thank you for Kennedy's prayer this morning. We thank you for the scripture that she read. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, for all of us, we're your children, called by your name. And we're so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for everything that you're doing. I thank you for our speaker this morning, Erica. I thank you for what you're doing in Erica, Lord God. I thank you that she is a mighty woman of God called by you. And I thank you, Lord God, for her youth. She's a young woman on the battlefield for you. I thank you, Lord God, for the training that you have given her. I thank you for the love that you have given to Erica. I thank you, Father God, for she is a holy woman of God. I thank you, Lord God, that she, oh God, is not conformed to this world, but she's transformed by the renewing of her mind. Keep her strong. Keep her faithful to you, oh God. Keep her holy unto you, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in Erica this morning. We ask you to continually bless Erica, Father. And we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We lift up Miss Ludell this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Miss Ludell's health and strength. We thank you for 95-plus years that you've given to Miss Ludell, oh God. We thank you for everything you're doing for Miss Ludell, for her family, and for her church members where she goes to worship, Lord God. We pray for her pastor and for the church family. And we ask you to bless that entire family. Heal those in the body there and in the body of Christ everywhere that are ill in their bodies, even those who have mental problems. Heal the minds, oh God. We thank you for everything that you're doing. Lord, I lift up everyone that I know that's going through illness in their bodies. We ask you to heal. In the name of Jesus, heal them who are going through many stresses in life. Heal us from the stresses and strains of life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Someone just joined us, 904-402, that pressed for prayer. May I have your name?
Good morning, Pastor, Sister G.
Good morning.
It's Evangel Stacy.
Oh, how you doing?
I got a different number, my husband number.
I called both numbers I had on yesterday. I could never catch it.
Yeah, I got on one time before, but it kept getting thrown off, so I apologize for that, but I keep forgetting.
No problem.
But glad to hear you, hear your voice.
Glad to hear you. Do you have a prayer request this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I guess pray for me, I guess for my health, and pray for me as far as a job. I have a job, but it's like part-time, but I need it full-time. But just pray for what God's plan for me because he gifted me in so many things.
Okay.
I just want to be, you know, even a wife and mother, too. So, praying for my family, my sister to get off of dialysis, still on there, and some, another brother I found out, Brother Smokey, be healed from cancer, and another lady, Mona, be healed from cancer. And all the people that's, you know, that's sickness, be healed.
Okay.
And for my husband, for direction for his job, it's getting kind of hot out there. So you need another way to get away. In Jesus' name, for my family. But I thank God for you and continue to pray for you also.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Minister Stacy. You know Stacy, Lord God. You birthed her into this world. And, Lord, we all stand in the need of prayer. And we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, order our steps. Lord, order our steps in your word. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to hear your voice clearer than ever before. And so, Father, remove the stresses and strains that we have in this life. I thank God for Erica bringing the message about stress this morning. Because, Lord, it seems when I'm on the highway, it seems like so many people are stressed out. They're racing to get to the next red light, to stop again, to race again to the next light.
And so, Father, we pray ahead to protection around those that are driving on the streets, even in the air. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to guide those who are flying the planes, that they may arrive safely. And, Lord, we bind up incidents, accidents, and mishaps on the highway. It's just so many of them, Lord God. Lord, we ask you for ministering angels on the highways, on the streets, on the roads, the avenues, the lanes, the places. Oh, God. Oh, God, put your ministering angels out, Lord God, to stop all of these things that are going on. We bind up road rage in the name of Jesus. We cancel road rage. We decree and declare kindness, courtesy from each driver, that we will be kind and courteous to one another. We'll let one another in as we're needing to get in on the highway, so that when the highway part is running out, people will let people in. They'll be kind and courteous. And we thank you, Lord God, for Minister Stacy and what you're doing in her life. We pray for her husband, that he would get a job in a place where it's cool, so that, Lord God, heat is not affecting him. We pray for Minister Stacy to get a full-time job or whatever you desire for her life, for her to use her gifts and her talents, even for her own business, Lord, because she's very talented, very gifted, Lord. We thank you for CDs, DVDs coming out with her name on it, giving you glory, giving you praise, giving you honor in the name of Jesus. I pray for her three children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will protect her children, that you will keep them in the most holy way, that she would and her husband would continually train them up in the way that they should go. I thank you, Lord God, that she would not even spare the rod when necessary in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for her sister, Lord God. Help. You know what her sister's in under the dialysis, Lord. Oh, Lord, make a way of escape for her sister from the dialysis, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Minister Stacy, Lord. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal her body. And, Lord, we all know people who are battling cancer and different diseases known and unknown to man. And we bring the people before you, and we ask you to heal with your high right hand, your holy arm. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us all the patience to wait for our healing to come in the name of Jesus. Whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional healing, we need you more than ever, Father God. And we are thanking you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in all of our lives. We bless and honor you today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up those tropical storms before you. We present them before you, and we say, peace, be still to every storm that's raging. Oh, God, we gorge out the eye of the storm right now in Jesus' name. We speak to every storm and we say, peace, be still. Oh, God, dissolve the storms, dial them back in the name of Jesus to a zero level. We thank you, Lord God, that they'll be dissolved in the ocean, that they would not keep kicking up, coming to surface. We cancel their assignment to come to surface. We say they will not come to land, that they will dissolve in the deep parts of the sea, in the deep parts of the ocean, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for calm, calm, calm waters, calm, calm in the midst of the storm. We thank you for our safety, Lord. But, Lord, like Jesus said, let your will be done. We step back and we say, Lord, have your way and allow your will to be done. So, Father, we just bless you right now. We honor you. We honor your holy presence. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do in the mighty holy name of Jesus. We bless and honor your presence. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Lift up each and every person on Bible Storyland today, from the youngest to the oldest, the children, the families, oh God. We cover every family with the blood of Jesus. We cover our neighborhoods with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for peace in our homes, peace in us, peace in our family, peace in our neighborhood, peace in our city, states, and in our nation. We lift up our president before you, and we thank you for what you're doing in President Trump and his wife and family, for those who are in high places in the White House, in every city, the mayor, the Congress, the House of Representatives, and we thank you for having your way in every office. We lift up those who are judges in America, and we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the judges would be fair, they would be equitable for our children. We bind up juvenile delinquency, and we thank you that it will not come in the lives of our children. We thank you that our children will live long, healthy lives, that they will be healthy like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done on Bible Storyland and what you are about to do. We honor you. We honor your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Does anyone have any comments or announcements that they'd like to make before we close out? It's time to close out.
Our church will be having a convention. Seal of Obedience, Faith Five Refuge will be having a convention starting on August 1st. It'll be at 7422 Atlantic Boulevard, and then on August 26th, I'll be having a prayer breakfast. God, I need you. Tickets will be $10 for the event.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. We appreciate that.
You're
welcome.
Any more
announcements, comments?
I just thank God I got able to get on for the prayer. Amen. Thank God.
You got to go online and listen to that word. It was an awesome word this morning by the speaker, Erica. She did an awesome job. Oh, my God. She's a young woman. But, I mean, Erica talked about the stress of life, the things you're talking about, stresses of life. So, Erica, name. So you can go online and listen to it, Blog Talk Radio, and then type in Bible Storyland, Caritha Gantling, and you'll listen to the message for today. I try to send it to you, too, online. Anyway, we will not be on next Saturday. It's our time off. We're off every fifth Saturday. We thank God for each of you. Bless you. Now, listen, don't forget, read the Word anyway. Study the Word anyway, daily. Pick up the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. You know that word that leads us to eternal life. God, you know, sometimes we look at TV more than we read the Word. If we had evidence, what would the evidence show? Would it show that we belong to God? Is there evidence that we belong to God? Are we reading His Word? Are we studying His Word? Are we praying more than 10 minutes a day? Are we reading the Word? Are we looking at TV more? Are we talking on the phone more? Are we in the street more? What are we doing? Do we have evidence that we belong to God? What's the evidence that we have? Is there other evidence that show that we don't belong to God? If we belong to God, we're going to have evidence. You know, when Moses went up to the mountain, when he came down, he had evidence. His face shone with a bright light. Is there light shining from you when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the market, when you go to shopping centers, when you just go visit a friend? Is the light of Jesus shining in you? What evidence do you have that you are a child of God?
Right.
Is it through your language, through what you say, how you live? So that's food for thought. I thank God for you. I love you. I look forward to hearing from you all on the first Saturday in August. So that will be August the 5th. We'll be back on Bible Storyland August the 5th. I look forward to hearing from each of you. God bless you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord daily. He said, let the upright praise him. Are you upright, meaning righteous? Are you righteous people? Are you godly people? Praise him. He said, let the high praises of his people be in our mouths. So praise continually. Continually. Don't stop. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you while you're cooking your food, while you're driving in your car, while you're taking a bath, while you're going to the grocery store, while you're in Walmart, while you're shopping, while you're just thinking, sitting down on the couch. I praise you, Lord. You are my king. I love you, oh, Lord, my God. You are my strength. You are my help in the time of need. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, he said, you know, meditate on the word. You got to have some word in you to meditate on it. You got to read the word, study the word, memorize the word. You got to have word in you to meditate on it. So my sermon is finished. I love y'all. Talk to y'all next week. Love you. Bye.
I love you.
All right, bye. Good week.
Bye.
God bless you.
God bless you.